All is not well in Transportation Nation here in the United States, whether it's the fatigue of air traffic controllers that we've been reporting about for more than a week now.
Yeah.
Falling asleep. Or new regulations.
Or watching movies.
Or watching movies, exactly. Or the near collision out at Andrews Air Force Base
we talked about yesterday.
Right, exactly. There are also new regulations for long-distance truck drivers who've had issues with fatigue and how many hours they log in front of the wheel for quite some time. And as part of our Transportation Nation project here on The Takeaway, we're joined by Harley Helms. Good morning, Harley.
Well, good morning.
Where are you?
Right now I'm in Florence, Kentucky, right below Cincinnati.
Driving I-75?
Well, actually, I'm at the TA truck stop right now.
What are you hauling?
Scrap paper right now. It's going down to Georgia Pacific.
Well, when we heard about these new regulations that the DOT has proposed to require truckers to install a device to monitor the number of hours they drive, kind of like an odometer for, you know, how long you're awake behind the wheel, we immediately wanted to call you and find out what you think of this idea.
Well, actually, I've had one in my truck now for about a month. They're nothing new. They've been out for about 8 years now.
But mandatorily requiring them is something new. And your employer put the one in your truck, right?
Yes.
So what do you think?
Actually, I kind of like it. It's less paperwork as far as for me to write down where I'm at and everything. When you change your what you call your duty status, it automatically logs in where you're at and what time.
And you can't turn that duty status off when you're driving, right?
Well, when you're moving, you really can't. You're not supposed to be able to access your what you call Qualcomm, which is attached to.
So no messing around is the technology.
Well, you can edit it once you stop.
Really?
It has an edit allowance on it for not really for the driving time, but you can edit like between your off duty and your on duty driving.
Now, but are you sure we should be talking about this, Harley?
Well, I don't see why not.
There we go. All right. Well, what do you think the impact is going to be on drivers if this is applied to everyone? And even though you're on the cutting edge here, what's going to be the situation when everyone has one of these devices?
I don't think it's really going to change anything as far as accidents and all. It's the only thing that's really going to change is just modernizing the trucking industry.
And it sounds like part of that modernization is, the idea that they can keep track of where you are, less paperwork. They can log you on a computer terminal and figure out where you're going, your fuel consumption. That's where we're headed, right?
Well, it's been like that for years now. We have what's called a Qualcomm, which is in your truck too, most trucks. And the Qualcomm can actually track you down within 200 feet, I think it is.
Harley.
Yes.
Harley Helms, there in just below Cincinnati, Ohio, at a TA truck stop, you told our producers that you once threatened to quit if your boss installed one of these monitors in your truck.
Yes, I did. Actually, a lot of the older truck drivers have been here for a while feel that way. More or less, I think it's just being old-fashioned and kind of like a big brother thing, looking over our shoulder.
But what changed your mind? I mean, it seems like it is Big Brother looking over your shoulder, isn't it?
It is to a certain degree, but I think what it is that really the paperless logs got a bad reputation when they first started them. Some of the companies installed them where once you reach that 11-hour driving time, the truck would shut down automatically.
Wow.
So you had trucks actually left out on the highway on the shoulders until they can get hold of dispatchers to get the time extended to get to a parking place.
Now, Harley, you work for Crete Carrier Corporation, right? And you're hauling that scrap paper down to Georgia Pacific in Georgia, right?
Actually, it's Georgia Pacific over in Owensboro, Kentucky.
There we go. So you're not an owner-operator, right?
No, I'm not.
So do owner-operators think differently about this Big Brother technology than, say, you do?
Not much, really. We've got owner-operators with our company and several other companies I've driven for. And they once they get used to it, they don't mind it at all. It's just that old-fashioned mentality, the way truckers used to be, and the industry's changing is the main thing.
I mean, you've gone from being an old-fashioned, crusty, I'm going to quit if you put one of these things in my truck, to being Mr. High-tech future dude. I mean, is it going to be as simple as that? Everyone just gets these things installed and there's, you know, they'll just go along with it eventually, kind of like you did.
Yeah, I think they'll go along with it. Like I said, the main thing everybody's kind of like, you know, is they just, they think they're being monitored, but actually if you have a Qualcomm, which like I said, is like a little onboard computer that you use to get directions to customers and everything already, they're tracking you anyways. The only thing with the Qualcomm is you don't have to put down, you know, physically write on a piece of paper where you're at, and you actually save time because on your paper logs you had to log in 15-minute increments, whereas with the electronic logging, it actually goes by the actual minutes. So if it takes 5 minutes to fuel, you're saving 10 minutes there over what you would on paper logs.
Anything that the technology can do to reduce the price of fuel there at the TA truck stop?
You know, I really wish they could. At over $4 a gallon, it's been over $4 a gallon now for probably over a month now. I really wish they would do something about the fuel price for diesel. It's a lower-grade fuel, but we're paying more for it than what unleaded is, and we only get like 7 miles a gallon on trucks.
And there's no way to just load all that paper into a wagon and pull it behind a Prius, right?
I don't know. How strong are the Priuses? I don't think they're all that strong. They might pull little red rider wagons or something like that, one of those little, you know, little four-wheeler kids wagons.
You'd need a lot of wagons,
yeah,
Harley.
I think you better stick with your Freightliner there, Harley. Hey, Harley, thanks for talking to us.
Well, thank you very much.
Harley Helms is out there this morning at the TA truck stop on his way to Owensburg, Kentucky, with a load of scrap paper on I-75 just a little south of Cincinnati, talking about how it's not so bad having a big brother device monitoring the hours in your truck as the Department of Transportation has required. Thanks, Harley.